Penguin Random House Audio presents White Houses by Amy Bloom. Read for you by Tanya Cornelisi. Prologue. Friday afternoon, April 27, 1945. 29 Washington Square West, New York, New York. No love like old love. I've done the flowers as best I could. I got stock and snapdragons, pink roses, and daffodils from the Italian florist, and I put a vaseful in every room. I've straightened up the four rooms, which were already neat. The radio still works. The record player works, too. And someone has brought in albums of Cole Porter and Gershwin. And there's one scratchy record of La Boheme with Lisa Perley, from when I was a more regular visitor. I've gone to the corner grocery twice, eggs, milk, bread, horseradish cheese, sardines, and I went back again because there was no can opener, and up the street one more time for booze. I hope that at 5 o'clock we'll be drinking sidecars. I bought lemons. I want to have everything we need close by. I'm hoping we don't see so much as the lobby all weekend. I changed my clothes in the living room. I don't think I should be in the bedroom at all, unless I get invited. I anticipate sleeping on the couch. I brought my navy blue sulca pajamas for old time's sake. On the radio, the newsman raises his voice like a coach on the field and says that 18 major cities of Germany